We know, too, that this Jewish view of the world may be expressed in another fashion, for it presents another aspect to the Gentile peoples who are being liberated. The Pilori, a newspaper published at Geneva, puts that other point of view as follows, quote, "Of course, all cannot grasp that it is international high finance, dominated by the Jews and supported by Freemasonry, that started the World War, brought about the revolutions in Russia and Spain, and now throws the economic life of peoples into confusion. Lengthy reflection is required in order to see that 100 Jewish bankers are engaged in liquidating the remaining stocks of the ancient Christian civilization in Europe." End of quote. All that has just been said is meant to emphasize the objective order of the world. It is only through supernatural life, which the Jewish nation persistently rejects, that human life, social and personal, can be lived in order. Accordingly, Jewish efforts to eradicate belief in the divinity of Jesus and in supernatural life, thus preparing the way for the purely natural happiness of their messianic era, are only succeeding in dragging the world down to a state inferior to that in which Jesus found it. The whole struggle in the world ultimately centers round the acceptance or rejection of his divinity. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself." In the opposition to Jesus of both Pharisees and Sadducees, we see natural life preferred to the supernatural life offered by our Lord. They both placed what is purely natural above the supernatural. There is, however, a distinction to be made in the attitude of the two sects. The Pharisees were naturalists in whom the intellectual element dominated. "And he said to them, well do you make void the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition." The Sadducees, on the other hand, were naturalists in whom sense life played the preponderating part. They were materialists, denying the resurrection and the existence of spiritual beings. For the Sadducees say, there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. Both were afraid of losing their positions of influence if they acknowledged our Lord. If we now consider the opposition of the Jewish nation to the mystical body of Christ since Calvary, we shall find it codified and crystallized, so to say, in the Talmud and the Kabbalah. The Talmud contains chiefly, but not exclusively, the deviations from the order of the world in regard to the organization of society. The terrible pride of the Jewish race, due to their having lowered and corrupted the idea of the mission to which God had called them, is very visible therein. While the Talmud represents the codification of Jewish opposition to the kingship of Christ, the Kabbalah reflects rather the opposition to the priesthood of Christ. In the latter, we see chiefly, but not exclusively, the divagations from order which have arisen amongst the Jews with regard to mystical union with God and spiritual life, owing to their persistent want of submission to God and to Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. The Zohar, the chief portion of the Kabbalah, inculcates pantheism. The refusal to accept the divine life offered by our Lord has resulted in the deification of the natural powers of man. The Kabbalah furnishes the key to the pantheism of Freemasonry. Theosophy and the other occult societies which promise to reveal the secrets of a higher life to their adepts. The Jewish writer Bernard Lazar states frankly that rationalism and pantheism are the two sides of the Jewish mind, though he, of course, does not see the force of his admission for the question of the whole order of the world of which this work treats. We have seen that rationalism, the refusal of man's mind to bow down before God's, is the primary source of disorder, and that man's refusal to observe order leads to the deification of his own powers. Lazar's statement is, therefore, singularly interesting as a confirmation of our thesis. He writes, quote, "It is certain that there were Jews at the cradle of Freemasonry, Kabbalistic Jews, as is proved by some of the rites that have been preserved. During the years which preceded the French Revolution, they very probably entered in greater numbers still into the councils of this society and founded secret societies themselves. There were Jews around Weishaupt and Martinez de Pasqualis, a Jew of Portuguese origin, organized numerous groups of Illuminati in France, recruiting many adepts to whom he taught the dogma of reintegration. The lodges founded by Martinez were mystical, whilst the other orders of Freemasonry were rather rationalistic. This permits one to say that the secret societies represented the two sides of the Jewish mind, practical rationalism and pantheism. This pantheism is the metaphysical reflection of the belief in the one God and sometimes winds up in Kabbalistic magic. End of quote.